Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. You got 5 minutes, 5 seconds, 15 minutes, 15 seconds. We got something you can do there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, all kinds of stuff there to help you with your small business. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Grace Marie Turner is with us, folks. She's one of the originals on our Brain Trust. And next March, we'll be celebrating our 12th anniversary as with her being a member of our Brain Trust. And we couldn't do without her. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, we were talking about your outstanding appearance on the Stossel Show last night on Fox Business Channel. One of the things that I would like to see, Grace Marie, I was so happy that they had employees there from the Whole Foods company explaining and talking about how much they love their plan, which basically is a health savings account plan like I have for my family and for my employees. Mm-hmm. And Steve Forbes has the same thing in his company, by the way. He's told my audience that, Grace Marie. Mm-hmm. And so the employees like their plan better than what they had before. Well, here's my question. I'd like to see a little research done on those employees and ask them, before you had this plan, would you have wanted this plan? What would you have thought about this health savings account type of plan before you had it? I bet most of them would have said, I don't think I'd like that.
I think that's right. But you know what John Mackey did? He went around to every store in the Whole Foods chain. And he held a kind of a town meeting, and he said, okay, guys, this health insurance thing is going to run us out of business. We got to do something.
Right.
Here are some options. So he described it to them, took their questions, and then he put it to a vote.
Yeah.
And it got 80% approval.
Well, and see, the thing is, though, if he hadn't done that, if he hadn't explained it to them, see, it's just like I used the example when I was with Xerox. We had a copier that they came out with that did double-sided copying. Mm-hmm. And we used to try to sell this thing by saying, how much two-sided copying do you do? And they would say, I don't do any.
Right.
And it wasn't because they didn't need it. It was because they didn't understand what I was talking about.
Right.
And so we said, well, how would you like to cut your paper cost in half? Oh, I'd like that. And that's how we sold the darn thing. So you got to talk about it. You can't just say, you know, what do you think about health savings accounts? You got to say, how would you like to be in more control of your own health system?
Yeah, and John Mackey's such a great guy because he says, yeah, I shouldn't be making these decisions for people about which doctors they can go to, or, you know, all these other, whether they can or cannot have acupuncture or some of these alternative.
But
methods.
He wrote an article.
They should decide that.
He wrote an article that was in the Wall Street Journal a few months ago. And he got some people boycotted his store.
Oh, made the national news. I mean,
yeah.
The liberals were furious because they thought Whole Foods was their store.
Right.
And then here the CEO, who used to be a liberal, comes out and says, you know, let me tell you about my health care plan.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't mention a word about Obama in the plan, but the Wall Street Journal put a headline on it. You know, the reasons you don't, you know, that we should go a different direction than Obamacare. Oh, my goodness, you would have thought that he had gone and lobbied to kill this health care bill, which, by the way, he should.
That's right. Well, you know, and folks, that's a good lesson. That's a good lesson as someone who writes articles that wind up in newspapers. I can tell you, don't blame the author for the headline, because we have no control.
You never know what they're going to.
We have no control over that. Grace Marie, we're coming down to crunch time. Tell us where we are.
I'm telling you. People should be scared to death of this bill. I just finished an analysis of the bill, just looking at the fines, penalties, and jail terms in this bill. The Senate bill.
Yeah.
The main Senate bill that's very likely the major vehicle for this legislation.
Right. It's the only one that'll get through both houses.
Well, they're all going to be changed. But the fabric of it is all the same. You know, it's just changing stuff around the edges. This is like accessorizing.
Right.
This is the fabric of it is the same in all the bills. And it is terrifying what this is going to do for business. I mean, there's no way. I have a Harvard-educated, Supreme Court eligible lawyer working with me to understand this, that he is having a hard time figuring out what on earth our business is going to be able to do to avoid onerous penalties. If, for example, they have one employee that they don't offer health insurance, I have one employee who qualifies for and accepts this new federal subsidy for health insurance because they make less than $60,000 a year for a family, then they have to pay a fine for every employee that works for them.
What?
For companies over that have more than 50 employees. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Say that again.
Okay, let's say that you don't offer health insurance and you've got 51 employees in your company.
Right.
If any one of them qualifies for a federal subsidy and goes out and gets health insurance with this new taxpayer subsidy,
you have to pay a penalty on all the others?
On every single one.
Wow.
$750 a year, never end.
Wow.
And if you do offer health insurance and any one of them goes out and gets this policy, then you have to pay a fine of $3,000, up to $3,000 for a family, for every one of those employees. I mean, that's only the beginning.
And those are just table stakes.
The paperwork compliance.
That's just where it begins.
You got to report all this to the Fed.
And this is all for small
business. Every month.
Is this for every small business?
It's for any small business.
There's no number of
50, but you know what? That'll change.
Yeah. But it's just for over 50 employees.
Yeah, right now.
But here's what happens. Talk about a jobs killer.
Yeah.
I know people who don't hire over 50 employees because they want to avoid the Family Medical Leave Act.
Well, and guess what? Now they're not going to want to hire any lower income employees because it's going to subject to all these piles.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. Got to take a quick break. 10 till. Right back after these messages. It's getting really scary, folks. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's the president of the Galen Institute. That's Galen, GALEN.org. Right, Grace Marie?
That's right. And Jim, can I just tell people?
Yes.
We have a new website we've launched.
Okay.
Not just our stuff, but all of the good work from the whole free market health policy community. If you want to know what's happening and what's important in healthcare reform, go to healthreformhub.org.
Okay.
Healthreformhub.org. Everything you could possibly want to know about this issue is there. It's including some good videos. We'll probably have the video of this Fox business also show up when that's available.
Outstanding. So, Grace Marie, I know that what's happening is bad. I'm convinced in my mind that it is bad. I think we've got the evidence to prove it's bad. Going to be bad for small business. It's not even going to accomplish the main thing that they wanted to accomplish, which was to insure all these uninsured people.
24 million people don't get health insurance. Both the Congressional Budget Office and the administration's own actuaries say that health costs are going to be higher if this bill passes than if we do nothing.
Plus the regulatory expenses and compliance expenses and the penalties.
Exactly. That's not even on their books.
This is off the scale, folks. This is it's going to be a nightmare. Now, Grace Marie, here's the thing. Talk to us about the politics. Where is it right now?
Well, there is one senator, Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska, Democrat, standing between us and socialized.
What's it going to cost them? How much of our money are they going to have to give him?
They threatened to, and they're now denying it, but we know it's true. They threatened to close down an Air Force base that employs 10,000 people in the southeastern part of the state if he doesn't go with the program.
So instead of sweetening the pot like they did with Landrieu in Louisiana,
see, that didn't work. So they're threatening him, and he's basically saying, you know,
they've already offered him money, and he wouldn't take it.
Wouldn't take it.
And now they're threatening.
They're kneecap politics. I mean, these people.
Wow.
I don't know if he's strong enough to withstand this, but everybody needs to support Senator Ben Nelson. There, they're good Democrats and they're liberal Democrats that I don't want to have anything to do with. But he's a good guy.
I'm not disappointed in Joe Lieberman because I do believe he's a man of principle. But I am sorry that he didn't stay with the program.
But he didn't hold to all his principles. He said, I don't want any new entitlements. There's a huge new entitlement that's created in this bill.
Exactly.
The Kennedy legacy, this new long-term care entitlement, that's part of the reason that the thing looks like it doesn't cost the government money because they're starting to collect all the premiums and they'll pay anything out.
So what's going to happen over the next week?
The Senate's basically going to be in session 24 hours a day to be able to go through all the hoops they have to go for Senate procedures. And if nothing happens and they're able to keep this going, they're going to take a vote to pass this bill at 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve night. And if it gets through the Senate with 60 votes, it will become law.
Some
version of it.
Here's what happens, though. They've got to get 60 votes now just to get it out of the Senate to conference.
Yeah, but then to get it out of
then it's easier after that.
It's only 51 votes.
Yeah,
they'll get that.
Right.
So this is the crucial vote.
We are
going to be hit with a once in 5-year snowstorm tomorrow. I don't know if that'll snow. It seems like God is saying everything they can. He can about
right.
With the weather. Copenhagen, they bury him in snow. Stop this climate change nonsense. With health reform, don't do this. You can't get to work.
Yeah, read the tea leaves here, folks. Well, so they're going to push this thing through. What do you think? Is Nelson the only one they're worried about now?
Well, you know, Jim Webb of Virginia.
Virginia.
A good guy, but he's been real quiet on this. He's been, you know, nobody's been trying to buy.
You know what? I don't see one Democrat doing it by themselves. But I see Nelson and Webb and maybe Lincoln of Arkansas standing up a little bit.
It's
going to take more than one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Although right now Nelson's standing by himself. And I'm telling you, every single day, there's a new poll out that shows that only 32% of the American people want this bill to pass.
Two-thirds of Americans don't want this, folks, and yet they're still pushing it through.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nightmare, I don't know, Grace Marie. Last thoughts, 30 seconds. What do you think?
I think that, especially if you live in Nebraska, this would be a real good time to let Senator Nelson know that you support his standing strong on principle.
Isn't Nebraska one of the most conservative states in the country?
Yes. He's the only statewide elected Democrat in the state. The same thing's true in Virginia. And even if you know anybody in those states, same thing true in Arkansas. This is a good time. I can't tell you to tell them how to vote for or against the bill.
Right.
Just a real good time to let them know that you're afraid of the penalties and fines, especially on small businesses in these
states. And to be strong, yeah. Grace Marie, Galen.org, and what's the other one?
Healthreformhub.org.
Thanks so much for all you do.
And thanks,
I appreciate you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Grace Marie Turner, a great American, a courageous American. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.